President Trump is wrapping up day one at the G20 summit in Hamburg, Germany, where he has met with many world leaders. But the most anticipated event has been his sit-down with the president of Russia. Here's Trump at a press event with Vladimir Putin.
President Putin and I have been discussing various things, and I think it's going very well. We've had some very, very good talks. We're going to have a talk now, and obviously that will continue. But we look forward to a lot of very positive things happening for Russia, for the United States, and for everybody concerned. And it's an honor to be with you. Thank you. Thank you.
The bilateral talks were set to run 30 minutes. They ended up lasting more than 2 hours. Joining us now to make sense of President Trump's second trip to Europe is NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley, who is in Hamburg. Hi, Scott.
Hello from Hamburg.
So the president has sent some mixed messages about Russia. Earlier this week, he was condemning Russia for destabilizing actions in the Ukraine. He has avoided stating, though, that Russia interfered in the election last fall, which is what U.S. intelligence agencies are convinced of. It's a very tense time. What is Donald Trump trying to come away with from President Putin?
Well, you heard him say at the top of their meeting that they had a lot of areas where they were hoping to cooperate. Syria is certainly one where the president has long sought to team up with Russia and doing battle against ISIS. And as you say, they seem to have made some headway. The meeting ran about five times longer than budgeted. This was an intimate session. Only two aides were on hand alongside the interpreters, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson for President Trump and Sergei Lavrov, the foreign minister, alongside with President Putin. Of course, Trump knows Sergei Lavrov. They had a meeting in the Oval Office on the day after Trump fired the FBI director, James Comey. Some Russian news photos of that leaked out, sort of without the White House expecting that. And it didn't look all that good for President Trump. So one analyst said he couldn't afford to look too chummy at today's meeting.
The meetings there in Hamburg have been marked by protests as well. Of course, tens of thousands of demonstrators have flooded the city. Some of them set fire to cars. Police used water cannons. To what extent have the protests affected the summit, Scott?
Well, they really haven't affected the summit proper. We've just come from the summit site and driven with the president's motorcade through Hamburg to the scene of a social event this evening that the leaders are having. Saw a lot of police presence along the way, not a lot of protesters. But they certainly interfered with First Lady Melania Trump's plans today. She was trapped inside the guest house for a while this morning. Hamburg police didn't feel like it was safe for her to go out. There are always a certain number of anti-globalist protesters at any G20 gathering. And this is somewhat unusual. These summits are often held in sort of out-of-the-way locations that are hard to get to. This is right in the heart of a major city. And that was by design. Chancellor Merkel decided to do it that way, to sort of show the leaders what democracy looks like.
Chancellor Merkel, the host of the summit. One more thing, very briefly. President Trump also met with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto, where he was asked by a reporter if he still wanted Mexico to pay for the proposed border wall. He said absolutely. Where does that relationship stand?
That wall has been a source of friction between these leaders. It forced them to cancel a meeting in Washington earlier this year. But they both spoke positively today about renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement. And President Peña Nieto said they're working cooperatively on areas of border security, migration, and battling criminal organizations.
Okay. Thank you very much. Looking forward to hearing more on All Things Considered today. NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley, thank you.
Good to be with you, Lisa.